today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about lessons learned during the coronavirus pandemic. What did you learn about yourself? Did you act how you thought you would? Or were you surprised? How well do you think friends, family, your community, and the world responded? Learn to be aware of what you discovered about yourself and more as we wrap up our month focusing on teamwork. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Growing up, I played sports. And so an analogy that was always used was that you're only as good as your weakest link. So I wanted to include this live coaching session I did for this month because it's about teamwork. I think the virus taught us that how quickly things can spread across the world. If we don't work together as a team, if we're fighting each other, then we aren't going to be successful. And I just thought it was really important to share. We have people incredibly divided. I think that actually, from what I've read, the division isn't as great as some people may make it. I think there's a small contingency that believe a really extremist view on both sides of the issue. And I saw a really wonderful graphic, and it said, you know, I can be in the middle. I can think that we still need restrictions. I can think I need to be safe. And then I can think that we need to open for business again. And just saying that, you know, that there were definite parts to the different sides of it and that you could embrace all of that. So again, I'm going to be doing a episode next month on tribalism because I think it is something that is very troubling to me. But today are just stuff for you to chew on. You know, I'm big into this. I'm big into being aware. And you really learn who people are as well as yourself when a crisis happens, right? Because everything goes away and the true nature comes out. I saw people willing to sacrifice others, but they weren't offering themselves up. It's all right for you as a 25-year-old to say, hey, I don't care if anyone over 70 dies. Well, you know what? My parents are over 70. I have lots of people over 70 I love. And when you post something on social media, I can assure you in 50 years, that person's post is going to be presented to them again. I saw people who did things for free and those who price gouged and looked for a way to make an easy buck. Again, crisis tells you who people are. I saw people who were selfless and about community and those who were selfish and all about themselves. How did you fare? Remember, it's not about judgment. It's an honest assessment so you can learn where you can be the best version of you, because that's what this is all about, clearing your clutter to share your gifts with the world. So these were just some of my observations and lessons learned, and hopefully it'll give you something to contemplate.
What I like to do, because it's a stressful time for all of us, is share good news. You know, for instance, when I saw people singing on the balconies, I thought all the good stuff that's happening despite this pandemic. Today, I'm just going to share a couple good things from my own life. I had some really good things happen, and I think it's important to share. And I also want to share some things that I learned that I think might benefit some people listening or watching. First of all, good news is my relative is being discharged from the hospital today. He does not have COVID-19. He had a lung transplant, so there was a worry that he did. So that is just great news all around. I feel for families that have a loved one, people that have a loved one going through this, because as I read about it, there's a great article in the New York Times yesterday, and they're doing anything COVID-related is free. They've taken off the paywall, and they talked about how a healthy man in his 50s was the process of, I think he was on the ventilator almost a month, and they showed x-rays of his chest, and you don't want white on a lung x-ray. And the doctors had said it was probably one of the worst they'd ever seen, but almost completely white and touch and go and all the things they did to save them. So if you Google that, you can probably find that article, but it was very inspiring. So my relative's out of the hospital today. So excited about that. I also was contacted by three grad students out from the University of Washington. And they interviewed me last week about what I do and had all these great questions. Once they have their final project, if it's okay with them, I'd love to share them. It was exciting to be interviewed about what I do. And I was even more excited because these young women were very intelligent. We're going to use technology and other things as a way to change the world. That's their project that they're working on. I'm not quite right about that, but that's the best gist that I can give you. And it gave me hope, seeing people who cared, seeing people who were interested in learning more. That always makes me excited. And finally, the last bit of good news is I had to go to the ER on Thursday night. And I want to share this because I want it to serve as a reminder. So I was having trouble breathing. I was sitting with Gus, and all of a sudden I couldn't catch my breath. And I couldn't take deep breaths. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't think I had COVID-19 because the good news was Joey had pooped outside the litter box and I could smell it. As you might have heard, losing sense of taste and losing sense of smell are some of the symptoms of having it. So I didn't feel, but I was like, said to Tony, I said, well, I need to get to the ER. So I ran a bath first and said, let me put some essential oils and see if that helps. And maybe I'm just anxious. Didn't think I was having a panic attack. I unfortunately have had those. So I went to the ER that was closest to our older house because that's where I felt comfortable. I knew I'd get good care. So a shout out to Duke Raleigh on Wake Forest Road in Raleigh. And I've already updated my Google review thanking Dr. Chu and our awesome nurse, Iris. So what I want to share is, and I struggled because I thought we have COVID-19 patients. I don't want to take resources from anyone who might be more sick than I am. And what they told me at the ER, and I want to share with you, is that if you're having trouble breathing, you go to the ER. Just there's no question. So the good news was we hung out for a bit. I was grateful Tony was able to come back with me. It was a ghost town at the ER. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's only one other person in the waiting room and they're waiting to leave, but they checked me in, didn't ask for money. I know the bill's coming. I'm not worried about that, but they're trying to cut down, got me back. And the good news was I was having an allergy-induced asthma attack. So I now have an inhaler and they gave me one that's very cool. It's got a long thing. And for whatever reason, I am able to use it. I had great care, and the nurse, Iris, was a rock star because when she came in to do the inhaler with me, she had put on a cap. Now, they're all in PPE and protective gear. And I said, oh, did Iris sent you? And she said, yeah, Iris sent me in. She said, you're pretty good to work with. She walked out, and Tony says to me, that was Iris. And I was like, no, it wasn't. And then she came back in. I said, Iris, I didn't recognize you had a cap. She had very distinctive hair. And when I didn't see that, and I think because I'm, you know, a little bit out of it. Anyway, good news is it was an allergy-induced asthma attack. They don't think I have adult onset asthma, but I have the inhaler. And I'm drinking my nettles tea, which helps with the lungs, so I'm going to do a little more research on that and ask in my plant medicine class. I think there's something else that maybe can help, but nettles helps with allergies. The other thing I wanted to share is if you have allergies. Now, those who live in the South will understand that in for about 3 weeks, March, April, depending on the season, we are coated with yellow pollen. I mean, it's seriously disgusting. And I thought, well, once that goes, we're good to go. Not true at all. My doctor said, my son has asthma. She's like, it's even though it's nasty, the worst pollen comes after that because I know I have spring and fall allergies and they've only gotten worse. So I share that with you because I didn't know that. And we had gone walking for 3 days straight. I'm like, we have to get out. The pollen's gone. Let's get going. And so the pollen and allergies are worse. The other thing I would say to you is that we learned from a friend, there was a blight of trees. And so when all these trees died, they planted again, but they only planted male. They mainly planted male. And so they didn't plant enough females. So there are all these male trees and waiting to pollinate, and they produce all this pollen for it to find its female counterpart, and it's not existing. And so while we were in the ER, a friend sent us this picture. And it was probably one of those things where they speed it up, but it has a gust of wind and it's in black and white. So you can see the pollen. The pollen created from one tree was incredible. So I just share that with you. If you've noticed your allergies getting worse, that might be the reason why. So that's my good news.
Are you always comparing yourself? How are you not honoring yourself? Do you spend time gossiping? Would you like to share your gifts with the world? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Spiritual Got Clutter 365 journal prompt supports you in clearing your spiritual clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life.
On to the main course. I wanted to share what I've learned from the COVID-19. We have been, for the most part, on lockdown since March 3rd or 4th, wherever the first case in North Carolina was. We tend to be homebodies, but I think I have definitely learned stuff in this time. And I had something happen yesterday. I'm still digesting it. It will be a lesson learned for me. I lost my cool, basically, at someone at the grocery store. And I will post it in a group I belong to, got some interesting feedback. And that will be an episode at some point. It's going to be tied in perhaps to my episode in September. It's going to want to September talk about tribalism. But anyway, here are some of these lessons. I just wrote a quick list. That I love my husband. Now, that might make you go, well, that's kind of dumb. When I've worked with couples decluttering and organizing, a lot of times it's been my experience that the clutter and the disorganization represent a deeper issue, but that the deeper issue can be avoided by having decluttering and organizing. And I know that I'm exhausted from a lot of this, and I've been a little short-tempered with my husband, but what I've learned throughout this process is even though we're homebodies and we both are a little bit mainly introverted, we have a good solid marriage, and I am grateful for this. And I think for many, this time will be a challenge. So I'm grateful that I've learned that. I know that I have learned I really need to spend quality with each of the cats, quality time, each cat's with the days. That's really important. And one thing I've honored since I've been at home, and Nini especially will usually in the afternoon say, hey, I need some attention. So I'm honoring that. And going forward, to the best of my ability, I'm going to honor that. I love learning. So I've been taking this plant medicine class, and I hadn't done anything in a while. And I've got 6 books. I have so much to do. I mean, in a good way. I can't get over the incredible amount of information that the teacher has shared with me. I mean, it hasn't even been a month. And what I've learned has been phenomenal. So I've forgotten how much I really enjoy. Hey, Rose, thanks for joining us. So I discovered I love learning. I discovered I like tea. So kind of the whole point of plant medicine is we usually make a quart of tea each day to drink. I'm drinking nettles to help with my lungs. So I discovered I love tea and hadn't taken the class, hadn't been in isolation, might have not had the time to discover that. I've also learned who I'm not going to do business with again. Now, my brother actually wrote an interesting post on LinkedIn today, which he said, you know, when he did a program and how someone said, wow, I didn't realize small business owners were so great. I always thought they were bad, and which shocked me, actually. I've heard people rail against corporations, but I've never heard anyone say anything negative about a small business owner. And so I'm frustrated. Many people I know did not get the help that the government, so many small businesses, I fear for them. And just because you can do something doesn't mean you can. Now, my brother's perspective on making payroll, and if you're on LinkedIn, Justin Seibert wrote a really good post on that. And I said, thanks for that perspective. But for example, if Ruth Chris's has a ton of money and can meet payroll and they took $10 million, I mean, I know that I believe they gave it back, but I don't know why you take it in the first place if you have the resources. Now, again, if I learn they do a follow-up or some press release, I want to read it and educate myself. But I've really learned in this time, again, just because you do something, you can't. And I worry about all the small businesses out there. And again, if there's any way you can support small business, please do it. I've learned a lot about who people really are, how people handle a crisis situation. You know, some people have started to open up, be open to different viewpoints. And I always try to do this. Am I perfect? Not by a long shot. But I've also learned who's closed down even more, which is just fascinating to me. And so I've learned when people just, it doesn't matter. You can't, it doesn't matter. Just facts don't matter. And so it is fascinating to me, people who are like, you know what, maybe I need to rethink this. And people are just like, put the hands up. I've learned that I really need to rest and recharge on a regular basis. You know, I slept until I think maybe 9:30 today. And so that's been really important. I know that I have to make regular use of that. I don't think I was getting enough sleep and not driving anywhere for the most part, limited runs, so I have extra time for sleep. I have been cooking more and making stuff. You know, we got rid of all that packaged stuff in February. So I'm making my own spices. And, you know, I think I was in this mindset like, oh, it takes too much time. Well, so what I do is I usually do a prep day on Sunday, although I think today it'll be Monday. I make a loaf of keto bread. It's actually pretty good. I just make crackers. I've made two batches of crackers. The first one was a hot mess. If you're making crackers, don't use a pizza cutter. Use a knife to cut that. So I've learned that I'm actually a decent cook. Like I made something last night. Tony wanted chicken. So I just made some cauliflower rice and did some different spices and, you know, not anything that they're going to serve at a fancy restaurant, but he liked it. And so I've been cooking more. And that's obviously really healthy. And when we get settled again, I've learned I definitely want to garden. So that's been great that I have the time for that and I have the ability to cook. I've learned that exercise is really important. And as we haven't been getting a lot, and, you know, hopefully I'll get to a place where I can get outside and walk again once I can breathe easier, that's really important to me. Just not only is a physical, but also the mental, that it helps relieve stress. I have learned big time that I have less tolerance for BS. And one of the things I always try to do is understand other people's perspective and to be kind. But I would say I have a caveat to that now, meaning like if people aren't willing to think for themselves or if they're not willing to fact check. And an example I'll use, someone posted in a group I'm in the other day that there have been zero deaths in North Carolina from COVID-19. And that's simply, it's almost 300, I believe, or over 300. That's simply an unfactual statement. And I've learned I have zero tolerance for anyone who tries to spread disinformation and purposely harm people. And this man hadn't created the chart, but it looked like a legitimate chart and the graphics you see, but someone's putting out that information and that can harm people. And so I have let go of any kindness or tolerance on that. Social media, I wrote a little note to myself. Social media is the devil. That's from, if you ever watched, Bobby Bouchard was at the Water Boy with Adam Sandler and he'd say, Mama said, that's the devil. So, you know, so, I'm sorry. I just, that movie makes me laugh. Although Happy Gilmore, my favorite. But I've just really decided that I hope we use social media less. I know I'm very aware of it and trying to cut down. So that's what I've learned. I've learned that my hard work pays off. There are times when I feel like, you know, you do all this and then that hard work pays off. So those were just some of the things that I've learned during the time to COVID-19. And so what I would ask or suggest for you to do is look within. What have you learned about yourself during this time? I've shared things that I've learned about myself. Take some time to write down your thoughts. I'm a big fan of journaling. It allows you to kind of get to what you're really feeling. Just start to write. Don't censor it. Don't worry. Just let the thoughts flow. Some of the things you might want to examine that if you've learned during this period, what's important to you? What do you really need? Not what you want. What are needs for you? What you can't live without. You know, I think I couldn't live without nature. If I was in a place like our old place backed up to a busy street, thankfully of trees, but I need more of where I'm in now, surrounded by nature. Examine your relationships. What have you learned about how you have reacted, how other people have reacted? How is your closest relationships doing? If you're in a romantic relationship, how are those doing? So I'd encourage you, examine that, yourself, your relationship. Look at your family. Again, it doesn't matter. What I would say and suggest to you is get quiet with yourself. Sit, take a few deep breaths, close your eyes. What have I learned about my family? What have I learned about my community? What have I learned what I need mentally, financially, spiritually, emotionally? Look at all of those subjects and really dig in deep and ask yourself, what have I learned? And again, kind of the basic questions that I talked about myself, what's important? What's not important? What do I really need? What can I let go of? How have my actions reflected How have my actions affected my community? How have they affected my family? Taking that self-awareness and broadening it to your neighborhood, your community, your country, wherever. And so I'd encourage you, take some time to reflect on what you're thinking and feeling throughout this process and what you've learned. And take those lessons and build upon them. And remember, no judgment. There's no right or wrong here. You need to focus. Remember that you are taking a step, you're taking action to move forward in your life. So gently and lovingly examine what you've learned, and then how can you take action and apply it to everyday life? So for example, if you learn that it's very important to you that you meditate every day, then building into your schedule that you allow for at least 10 minutes or whatever amount of time works for you to meditate. If you know that you need to exercise, again, commit to blocking out 3 or 5 days a week to exercise. If you've learned, you know what, I really need to connect with my spouse every day, then you make that a priority and you plan on doing that. So I'd love to know your thoughts, what lessons you've learned, share them, and tell me what's going on.
Take actions from today's podcast. Determine what you learned about yourself during this challenging time. Suss out what you found out about your community. Contemplate what you learned about friends and family. Write down what you learned is most important to you after this pandemic. Apply what you learned moving forward. Focus on what really matters. Next month, we're talking about a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.